2 Corinthians 1 and 20. For all the promises of God in him are yes and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Welcome to the program today. Today I want to talk to you about breakthrough to the promise. God is calling us to the promised land. Sometimes we need to have a breakthrough. Joshua 5 and 10. Now the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. The manna ceased. Isn't it amazing when they walked into the promised land and they began to eat of the promise, the miracle ceased. No longer was the manna needed because God was supplying their need in the promise. But as they were there, there was first of all a city called Jericho. It was the first place that they had to conquer to go into the promised land. I want you to know that although God has called you to the promised land, an enemy, the devil, does not want you to live in the promise. He wants to keep you from the promises. He would just love for you to just sit down in Gilgal and not go any further. But God has called us to take the promise. He told Joshua, he said, be strong and be of good courage. He said, Moses is dead, but now I'm with you, and every bit of ground your feet walk upon, you shall inherit the promise. God doesn't want us to stand on the verge of the promise or just have some of the promise. God wants us to have all of the promises. He wants us to go through all of it and get through it. But sometimes there needs to be a breakthrough. The walls of Jericho was large. They were impassable. They could not go over them. They could not get under them. They could not go around them. And sometimes we try to go around when we need to conquer. We need to bring a defeat to the enemy who's trying to keep us from the promised land. They did not have the ability to do it. It looked impossible. And once again, we're talking about what we see, what we hear. It doesn't matter what we see in our own eyes. It doesn't matter what we hear in our own ears. It's what God says. For God is truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So here is Jericho, this big city, and they have soldiers and big giant walls, and yet they need to get through it, and they need to conquer it. And Joshua was standing in the way, and he was praying, God, how do we do this? And the Bible said he lifted up his eyes and he looked and he saw a soldier. And the soldier, his sword was drawn. And Joshua came to him and said to him, are you for us or are you against us? And he said, neither. He said, I'm the captain of the host of the Lord. He said, I have come down. And what God was saying to Joshua, you don't have to worry about that which you cannot handle. I'll take care of that. Sometimes we try to handle what only God can handle. And we need to trust him. And we need to put our trust in him. And so then again, God put Joshua's faith and the faith of the children of Israel into action. Because he didn't ask them to tear the walls down. He didn't ask them to try to climb over the walls. He said, what I want you to do, I want you to be quiet. I want you to walk around the city once a day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to walk around seven times. And when you get to the seventh time, the priest shall blow the trumpets, and then you shall shout, and you shall take the city. First of all, he told him to be quiet. Don't say nothing. Sometimes we just need to learn to shut up. Sometimes we talk ourselves out of our promise. You know, some of us, we talk negative and we talk ourselves out of the promise. The Bible said death and life is in the tongue. What are you saying? What are you talking? If it's not good, then don't talk. Don't listen to people who speak negative. Don't get caught up in people who are speaking that God can't or God won't. You've got to believe that God is able and he's still on the throne and he can do it. So we put our trust in him. Sometimes we just need to be quiet. I heard a story about a little boy. His mother sent him to Sunday school. When he went to Sunday school, he came home and his mother said to him, said, Johnny, what did you learn in Sunday school today? And he said, Mom, I learned that there was a captain of an army named Joshua, and there was a city called Jericho. So Joshua took his tanks and his missiles and his grenades and his bazookas, and he blew the walls of the city down, and he went in and took the land.
And his mother said, "Now, Johnny, I have trouble believing they told you that in Sunday school." He said, "Mom, if you have trouble believing that, you'll never believe what they tried to tell me." Because it goes beyond our mortal senses that God can miraculously give us a breakthrough that we can go to the promise. But I'm here to tell you, God is the God of the breakthrough. He can break through your problems. He can break through that thing that you can't handle. When the doctors say no, he says yes. When it is impossible, he says possible. We've just got to trust him, and we've got to act in faith. Let me tell you something. The children of Israel's shout and their trumpets did not bring down the wall. It was obedience that brought down the wall. It was their act of obedience doing what God told them to do is what brought down the wall. You see, when we move in obedience to the word of God, when we move in obedience to what God says to us to do, the walls come down, then we can conquer the Jericho, and then the promises of God are to us, yes and amen. And every bit of ground we walk upon, we shall inherit the land, because that's the kind of God we serve. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. That's the God we serve. Can you imagine when the children of Israel was walking around the city, what was happening to the Jericho soldiers as they were looking over the walls? They probably were saying, "What are you doing? Are you crazy? Look how ignorant you are. You're not doing anything but walking around." And sometimes the enemy says, "Nah, that won't work. You can't do that. Don't do that. Other people think we're crazy. Other people think we've out of our mind." Yes, I'm out of my mind, and I put on the mind of Christ, because I'm going to trust God. I'm going to put my trust in the God that hung the stars in the atmosphere and named them by name. I'm going to put my trust in God that spoke the universe into existence. I'm going to trust him, because he is able. He is able. And so if I put my trust in him and believe in him and I act in obedience, God does a miracle. Now, children of Israel walked around the first day, nothing happened. They walked around the second day, nothing happened. They walked around the third day, nothing happened. They walked around the fourth day, nothing happened. Some of us would have been quitting by now. They walked around the fifth day, nothing happened. They walked around the sixth day, nothing happened. They walked around the seventh day, nothing happened. But on the seventh time of the seventh day, when the trumpet sounded and the people shouted, they shouted for victory. They shouted praise to God. When they began to shout, they moved into another atmosphere, because they put their faith with actions and obedience. And when they did that, it touched into the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm overflowed into the physical realm. And the Bible said, and the walls fell. They came down. And the children of Israel went in and conquered Egypt. Sometimes we need to act on faith. Sometimes we need to allow our obedience to move. When God asks us to do something, do it. If God tells you to give, give. If God tells you to pray for someone, pray for them. If God tells you to move in a certain way, you move in that way. And when you do, you are releasing obedience, because obedience is better than sacrifice, the psalmist says. You move in obedience and you put your faith into action. And when you do that, God takes over and he gives you a miracle. And we can have our miracle. We can have our breakthrough. I believe I'm talking to someone today that needs a breakthrough in your finances. You need a breakthrough in your health. You need a breakthrough in your family. Whatever it is, God is saying to you that if you would just believe him, and then you will act in obedience. You will act in obedience. Quit acting like you're defeated and start acting like you're victorious. And when we do that, we put our faith into action, we put our works into action, then God does a miracle for you. I feel like just right now, I just feel like I need to pray for someone. Someone, I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up someone right now who's facing a Jericho in their finances. They need a breakthrough in their finances, God. I pray, Lord, that their faith would rise up. I pray that their obedience would rise up. And God, that those walls would come down and that you would give a miracle. I pray right now, God, for someone out there, Lord, that is battling a Jericho and they need a breakthrough in their health. Sickness, God, you're still a healer of cancer. You're still a healer of arthritis. You're still a healer of high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, I come against sugar and diabetes, and I pray, God, for a breakthrough in people's lives, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now what I want you to do is I want you to let your obedience move with your faith and let it grow into action. I want you to tell somebody you're healed. I want you to tell somebody about the miracles of God. I want you to begin to act like you're in the promised land, because every bit of ground you walk upon, you shall inherit the land. Hallelujah. Because God has given us the land, and God wants you to have a breakthrough. And when we move in his faith and we move in obedience, God gives us a breakthrough. I want you to know that if the walls would have fell backwards, they would have fell into the city. If they would have fell frontwards, they would have fell on the children of Israel. They fell straight down, and the children of Israel walked in. They didn't have to walk over rubble, but they walked in. When God does something for you, he does it right. He doesn't half-heartedly do it. He does it right so that you can walk in and take your promise, that you can walk in and see your miracle, that you can walk in and God can do a great work for you. But we've got to move in faith and we've got to move in promise, because the promises of God are yes and amen to us. And God wants you to come to live in the promise. God wants 2008 to be a time of promise. God wants you to receive the promise that he has for you. He shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. By his stripes you are healed. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll save you and your family if you will trust him and believe him and put your faith in him. And then you will allow your obedience to move with your faith, and it does a miracle, because the captain of the host of the Lord, the angels, and the power of God is getting ready to move for you, to do a miracle for you, if you will allow God, and if you will act in faith and act in obedience, you shall receive the promises of God, and you shall live in the promise, because the promises to you are yes, and they are amen, to the glory of God, through Christ Jesus that lives within us. He paid the price that you can have the promise and that you can have your breakthrough. God bless you.